This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
Cheese please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, bacon scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to the bunker. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we're bringing you more wacky, warped, and weird every week, including, oh wow, this is going to be fun, all aboard the Good Apple Music Train. What the heck is that, you say?
I bet it has nothing to do with cell phones.
No. And it can't be that bad, though. You know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, you know. So it's good. Good Apple Music Train. Woo-hoo!
That was a pretty good train whistle. Woo-hoo! Good job.
I'm just so excited because I get to go on a train, Daffodil. At least,
a music train.
Yes. And a virtual train. I'll just pretend. I'll just do a lot of... That'll work, right?
Yes, you can go chugga 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 chugga.
Yeah. I get that. And live on the Limburger Lounge a little later on, we have a classic song made famous by the Troggs in the 1960s. Really drug out at the Club La Ronda in the San something Hilton.
Geronimo.
Thank you. Yeah, Geronimo. I couldn't read that. You know, I'm half blind without my glasses.
That is true.
But we're starting off the show with Jim Fisher and Victor Pasadia.
How's it, Wisty?
Thank you. Churning butter real shortly. But we're starting off with the Mountain Road Jig by Jim Fisher and Victor.
How's it, Wisty?
On?
Cheese, please.
Go on to your partner. That corner's addressed. The joint they hit, you circle the left. Say, how do you do? Go on to the next, go right and left through. Now right and left back and shake your shoe. The same two ladies change. Now change your back and palm it in half. Go right and left, go on to the last circle a half. Go right and left four, go right and left six. Go right and left four, go down the floor. Go right and left back, the same old track. Is all in do-si-do, the corners all in do the same, your partner's all. Now for a lady, chain across. Now chain them back and don't get lost. The third, a couple, lead to the right, say how do you do. Go on to the next, go right and left through. Now right and left back and shake your shoe. The same two ladies change. Change your back and get away half. Go right and left, go on to the next to join your hands and circle a half. Go right
wave to the lady across the hall.
Two's company, but three's a groove. When one of the three is a radio.
Keys.
You gotta love music that gives you instructions while you do it.
What's square dancing?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh.
I used to do square dancing. It was an activity in school, in gym class.
Oh, I see. My feet were tapping to the toes or my toes were tapping, or, you know, I was just dancing like...
It makes you want to dance.
Yeah.
Makes you want to promenade home.
I can't do it in my chair, so I did my best. Jim Fisher with Victor Pastawisti and Churning Butter Reel. And before that, we had the Mountain Road Jig by Jim Fisher with Victor Pastawisti.
There's no T's, Pastawisti. But you were close.
That's a lot to say. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodilla, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Yes.
And I'm all over nostalgic.
Oh, why?
Because we're going to play some songs from a kid's record.
Well, yeah. We've decided to dig into the children's, not Christmas. That's not Christmas.
No, it's not Christmas. It's kids' records.
Kids' records.
And I'm all over nostalgic because we haven't really played a lot of kids' records since Buttercup got too old to play with us anymore.
I know, but the thing is, I decided to dig into them anyway. And we've got an interesting one. Don't you think?
Yes.
All aboard the Good Apple Music Train.
We know literally nothing about this album.
What happens, though, when the apple rots? Then it turns into the Bad Apple Music Train?
Well, one bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, baby.
Yeah, okay, fine.
We've got Don Mitchell coming up with Brush 'em Round, 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 a bit of a lesson on how to brush your teeth. No.
Really? Brushing your teeth?
Yes.
A song about brushing your teeth.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I know. But we're starting off with a music train, Don Mitchell. On?
Cheese, please.
Cavities stay away.
Brush them up and down.
told there's certain things that your teeth shouldn't do, like chewing on your nails or biting strings in two. Don't undo bottles or knots in your shoes, and they shouldn't bite a friend even though he's mean to you. Taking care of your teeth is a smart thing to do. The better you treat them, the better they'll treat you. So brush them early in the morning, brush them late at night. Your teeth are your friends, they'll help you chew and bite.
Don Mitchell off the Kids album with The Music Train and Brush 'em Round, Round, Round. And we got one more from Don Mitchell coming now. A nose is a nose is a nose right here on Cheese Please.
You can sniff it and blow it and wipe it and grow it. You can paint it and itch it and mar it and twitch it. But without your old smeller, you'd be a different feller. Yes, a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose. Your nose can tell you when your brother's baking cookies.
Mm-hmm.
It can warn you when a healthy skunk is near. Yes, it's one of your senses when your breathing commences. It tells you when there's pepper in your stew. Sniff it and blow it and wipe it and grow it. You can paint it and itch it and mar it and twitch it. Without your old smeller, be a different feller. Yes, a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose. Do you know a nose that's greener than a pickle? Have you ever seen one redder than a rose? Or a nose that might become a weapon? Do you know somebody's nose that grows? It's a great boredom, it's something to pick. With a sniffle, it warns you when you're gonna be sick. You can sniff it and blow it and wipe it and grow it. You can paint it and itch it, mar it and twitch it. Without your old smeller, you'd be a different feller. Yes, a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. I put $1 on that, because he's the most fantastic, the most amazing, the most magnificent nose you've ever seen in all your life. On the face of this young man, Mr. Jimmy Durante, yes? The man who makes Kleenex famous is here tonight to sniff, to blow, to wipe his way into your heart. Why, his nose has been confused with such things as being a ski slope, a cucumber, and just the other day, ladies and gentlemen, I was assisting you, I saw one of the chimpanzees try to pick his nose, thinking it was a banana.
You can sniff it and blow it and wipe it and grow it. You can paint it and itch it and mar it and twitch it. Without your old smeller, be a different feller. Yes, a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose. Do you know a nose that catches fish for supper? Or a nose that searches high and low for ants? A nose that doubles as a shower or drags on the floor when you dance? It sticks itself out to test cold, frosty weather and prevent you two eyes from running together. You can sniff it and blow it and wipe it and grow it. You can paint it and itch it, admire it and twitch it. Without your old smeller, you'd be a different feller. Yes, a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose. Yes, a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose. Yes, a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose is a nose.
That's no banana, that's my nose.
Keith, please, with Don Mitchell.
A nose is a nose is a nose. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Oh,
Yeah, except it's half the year I can't breathe through mine because of allergies. But anyway.
Did you pour something on my microphone, Daphne?
No.
Smells rather flowery.
No, I just cleaned it because it was dusty.
Oh, with what?
With cleaner.
Oh.
The good smelling stuff.
And that explains it. Wrapping up our All Aboard the Good Apple Music Train, Don Mitchell, the kids' album we have no clue of as to what's going on other than, well, we played these three songs.
Yeah, that's all we need.
You sure?
Yes.
We don't need any more?
No, not about that. We now need to do something else.
Oh, like this. Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge. Well, not exactly live.
No, thank goodness.
Recorded live.
Most of the Limburger Lounge stuff is stuff that was recorded live because you got that clinking of glasses and ice cubes and clapping and all that good stuff.
And that whole 1970s, hey, crooner type thing. Hey, let's get hop. Yay, yeah, hey, everyone's cool, right? You know, that type of thing.
Yes.
And at the Club La Ronda in the San
Geronimo
Hilton, we have Bob Francis. Originally, the song was from the Troggs in the late 1960s, re-recorded in the 1990s by a group called Wet, Wet, Wet. But this is Bob Francis's version of Love Is All Around. You should have sang it on the Love Boat.
It feels like it.
On?
Cheese, please.
Francis, If you really love me, you won't put me through that again.
Even the love boat wouldn't put up with that.
I don't know. Captain Steelbeak would throw him off the plank.
They would be walking the plank right off the love boat.
Bob France is doing the classic hit, Love Is All Around, at the Club La Rana in the San Geronimo Hotel.
Hilton.
Thank you.
You have a real tongue twister with that one.
I do. I'm sorry. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and your tornado on the radio was out of time.
Really?
You better hit your button.
Really?
Yes, out of time. Hit the button.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Here it comes. As we open up the door. Get out the piece of paper. Oh, wow. This is, like, cool. Jan and Dean were big in the 60s. We're not playing their hits.
No, we will. This is Cheese Please. We don't play anybody's hits.
But we're going to play White Tennis Shoes, ending off the show this week. Make sense?
It does. You so we have gone the whole gamut from square dancing to kids' albums to Limburger to tennis shoes.
There we go. Until next week, folks.
Have sun stay cheesy. Come back next week. There will be more shenanigans.
Sun stay? Okay.
My girl is so Ivy League, Ivy all the way. But of all the clothes she wears, I really have to say, I love her. White tennis sneakers that are black. Bom, 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 bom.
Sample of Da Wacky, Da Warped, and Da Weird was produced by Snarfdude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarfdude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You are now listening